Yankee Lima, K4 ROYL Mobile.
General Golf India.
Noon, sir. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima Mobile, Malden Road. Headed back towards downtown Greenville. Well, actually headed, gonna cut through Parkins Mill and run down Pleasantburg and run into Greer without hitting 85 here in a second.
I was out there this afternoon. I try to stay off those roads, especially getting near this time of the day. I'm just sitting here working on the bench, playing around with a new antenna, and that's kind of timely seeing somebody pop up, see if I can get out.
And you sound real good. Sounds like you're sitting in the truck with me as I'm riding down the road. Not a crackle of static or anything else, but you're sounding real good. Yeah, we stay off 85. Well, I've got to go with along Highway 29, along Wade Hampton anyway, so I figured I'd cut through, go down Pleasantburg, jump on 29, and just avoid 85 altogether. But, yeah, you're sounding really, really good right now.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm just sitting here fiddling around on the bench trying to get a radio up and running with this new antenna, so I'm glad to hear I'm getting out. Yeah, it seems like 85 anymore these days is just a mess, so I try to stay off of that and stay away from Woodruff Road, especially in the morning and the afternoon this time.
Totally understand that. 85, I have to go over it to get to where I work from where I live, but thank goodness I don't have to get on it. But, yeah, that and Woodruff Road, those are the two killers here in this area. I'm going, getting ready to go under 85 right now. Looks like it's, I think it's moving pretty well, but I can't see down the road. I'm going underneath it, but underneath the bridge.
Something I don't have to worry about these days. I called it quits a couple years ago, so I get to sit here on my lazy hind end and play with the radios.
Very nice. Well, unfortunately, I am still part of the world of the working, where I actually left my office early. I had just my 2024 Chevy Silverado had to be in the shop for the past couple weeks and needed two little computer modules changed, and I kept telling them, hey, guys, I'm having some kind of weird transmission issue, and they're like, no, you're not. No, we don't see anything. And then I was driving down the road Saturday night down Poinsett Highway in Greenville, and all of a sudden the truck lurched like it was downshifting on its own, and I was cruising at like 55 down Poinsett Highway out near Furman, and it said, reduced acceleration, please drive carefully. And to get the truck rolling, I'd have to get up like 3,500 RPM and all that stuff. Luckily, it stopped doing it, gave a check engine light again and all that stuff, so I'm taking it back to the Chevy dealer to have them look at it, took pictures, video, and all that stuff, and got a print out of the code to see what they say. She's still under warranty, though, thank goodness.
Well, that's the main thing these days. It seems like anything anymore, they're putting all this electronic stuff in these cars and tractors and everything else. If something goes wrong, it's all you can do. You can't get it running. They had a John Deere tractor, and that thing had electronic transmission on it. Every time you needed it out in the field, it would crap out, and had to have the dealer come pick it up on their trailer, a $250 round trip just to take the tractor back to the dealer. And then who knows how much once they got it there. But, yeah, kind of miss the old trucks where you could get up under the hood and work on anything you needed to. But these days, electronics, yeah, not much luck.
Exactly right. In the way of the world now these days, it's that's what we were talking about at the office. Everything now is just too computerized. Even ham radio I like simple. I like just doing regular analog, VHF, UHF, stuff like that. Unless I'm talking on satellite and it's sideband or something like that, that's about as complicated as I want to get. Stay away from all those digital modes and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's on the code or whatever that came out, it says it's one of the solenoids in the transmission that is stuck off or sticking off. I tried to show them everything, and I had brought it initially to Kevin Whitaker over there on the Motor Mile, and there on Lawrence Road, and it didn't have a check engine light, but when they plugged up into it to check me in for one of the modules not working, they were like, hey, you got a transmission issue. And then Fred Anderson Chevrolet over there in Greer didn't pull it and was like, no, it's your transmission control module. I'm like, okay, so I've got a new one of those, but now I'm still fearful that that little actual physical solenoid inside the transmission. So I don't think anybody really wants to touch it because it's going to require dropping the whole transmission, but we'll see what they say when I get there.
Yeah, well, in 2024, you expect a little bit more out of them, especially what they want to charge these days for them things. It's kind of crazy. But, yeah, I get it. I understand the transmission, that stuff. They'll do everything they can, you know, to skip not doing what they need to do if they can even figure it out. I think some of these cars are so complicated these days, the mechanics back in the shop can't even figure them out.
Friday. I think you're right. I think they plugged their computers up and all that stuff. It doesn't take but a second when they, because when I show up for any kind of service, since I bought this thing for oil change and stuff like that, of course, I didn't buy it from any dealership here in the upstate. I was still living in Charleston at the time when I bought it from Starling Chevrolet down there. But actually, I got one of the lower, like, custom trim that doesn't have all that fancy stuff. Well, I thought it didn't have all that fancy stuff on it, but still highly computerized. But it is, it's one of those things to where when they check in, they plug in their little sensor thing to it, and it gives you the whole rundown of the truck, and they're able to see it immediately as soon as it comes out. So I'm hoping when I get there, they plug up to it and say, yep, oh boy, I got all those transmission codes, and they just go ahead and take it. So I told them I made an appointment for Thursday morning, but it was kind of slow to go into reverse earlier today around lunchtime, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to run that thing when I have a second this afternoon and go ahead and show them all this stuff, and hopefully they'll take it in. They'll get these codes, know what it is, and put me in a loner. So.
Whiskey Yankee Zero Golf India for ID. Yeah, well, good luck with that. Hopefully they'll get that thing fixed for you. I know anytime you need it these days, you got to have your car and truck to get around, and when they're acting up, it's kind of a pain in the tail. Anyway, good luck on that. Hopefully they get that thing fixed for you. I'm going to run on out in the back here. It just started to downpour. I got to grab some tools off the table before I rust everything. But listen, I appreciate the contact.
Go get those tools. Don't let them rust. Have a good day. K4RYL73.
Okay, 73. Appreciate it. Good luck with that truck. Whiskey Yankee Zero Golf India running out in the rain.